Cleveland. The show is back. Nick Wilson on Afternoon Drive. We got Kayla Cole, John on the board. We got MK behind the glass today. Jonathan Peterlin on the 20s. He'll be joining us as co-host in the 4 o'clock hour. But how are you doing that illustrious open courtesy of Meredith Kane? Great stuff on that. You're going to hear that throughout today's show. We've got a lot of Guardians talk on the way. And I don't know if you can feel it. I don't know if you can feel the excitement, because I don't know if my voice is going to hold up for 5 hours today. Some of that is I was screaming at the TV yesterday. Some of that is I was screaming out of celebration on Saturday in what was an electric game at home. The ridiculous crowd at Progressive Field. Guys, your Cleveland Guardians are in the ALCS. And quite frankly, guys, as we get started here, today, usually, it's a Browns Monday. We usually go right into the Browns here. I'm not doing that today. Because quite frankly, today, they're not the biggest story in Cleveland. Because yet again, the Browns have chosen to focus on other things other than winning. And yesterday's game was not in any way as disastrous as the two games before it. And certainly not as bad of a booty kicking as Washington. But it was just as predictable as everything else we've seen this season. Now, that said, my one thing that we'll get to on the Browns before we get back to the Guardians in like literally 3 seconds is the funniest thing to ever happen is to watch everyone on Cleveland Twitter, on Browns Twitter. Kevin Stefanski's press conference has been delayed. Surely this is the sweet relief we've been waiting for. Maybe it's Deshaun's job. Maybe Ken Dorsey's going to have the play call, right? Maybe, I don't know, they're benching Jed Wills. He wasn't that awful yesterday, but my point is, when you can take a shot at Jed Wills, you should take a shot at Jed Wills. Nope. They open the press conference. Sticking with Deshaun, he gives us the best chance to win. We got to coach better. We got to play better. We got to coach better. We got to execute better. Have I mentioned we got to coach better? Nothing funnier than everyone, because here's the thing. We know what Kevin Stefanski's press conferences are at this point. They're nothing. He says nothing. He stands for nothing. He's got a 1-5 record, and that is what Kevin Stefanski and the Browns are right now. But to see everybody have a glimmer of hope, and then to see the Browns do what the Browns have consistently done, which is take that glimmer of hope and batter it like a baby seal, was pretty funny. Not funny in the way that I want it to be, not funny in like a ha-ha way, but in like a really dark humor, I can't believe you're doing this to us, why are you hurting us kind of way. Now, enough about those ass clowns, almost went somewhere different. Did not intentionally almost do that. Enough about those ass clowns for right now, because we're going to the Cleveland Guardians. And I'll be honest with you guys, the entirety of the series was so much fun. And I'll be honest with you guys, I don't really have anything against the citizens of Detroit. I don't really have anything against my boy Jim Costa, who came on here 2 weeks ago, roughly a week and a half ago, and made it seem like fait accompli. I believe he said Tigers in 4. I'm not here to rub the Tigers' nose in it, because quite frankly, I don't need to. Because my team's going to the ALCS, and your team is going to Bali, or Jamaica, or Cancun, or whatever basic ass vacation that you guys are going to take because you're not in the playoffs anymore. But it was interesting. Going into game 5, I thought to myself, we're going to see what that game 2 start by Skubal, where he had you on the ropes for 7-plus innings. We're going to see how this team treats the follow-up. Do they turtle? All right, because Skubal, if Skubal has a mental advantage over you, there's no way in hell you're going to get through that. And or do you do the opposite, where you now will have seen him, by the time that Lane Thomas hit his mammoth grand slam, what, 12, 13 innings you had seen of Tarik Skubal? Which way was it going to go? And then Lane Thomas hit a massive home run, and his 2 home runs in that series have already paid the due of what it cost to trade for Lane Thomas. Like, I was so happy for him. I know I did the lemon lawn Lane thing all August long, even a little bit of September, but that dude has been lights out since the first week of September. And to see him come through in that moment, one, did what I think we needed to do, which is between Lane Thomas, Matthew Boyd, and Alex Cobb, guys, Those three guys have validated the Guardians' deadline approach. I'm not trying to take a win here or a victory lap because you still got eight more wins to get before I can really take this victory lap. But there were so many people who, even when those guys succeeded, would say, well, see, this proves they could have done even more. Lane Thomas, Matthew Boyd, and Alex Cobb each contributed in the regular season and in the postseason to where you're going. And this whole series, the ALDS in general, proved a lot to me. And I do want to hear from you guys today, because I know we got to talk about the abomination that is the Cleveland Browns, and I know it's deja vu, apathy, all these words you're going to hear all day long. And Kevin Stefanski's press conference today did nothing but drive that point home even more. But reality today, I'm here to celebrate this Guardians team. I'm here to celebrate the ALCS. I'm here to celebrate winning in the ALDS. And I'll be honest with you, I don't give a good damn if anybody in baseball gives this team a chance, because they're not the ones that matter. So today, I'm celebrating this team. I'm going to try and stay as positive as I can, because every single playoff series is going to bring out every single emotion we have. But the ALDS did prove a lot. Guys, if you can do what Tarik Skubal did, or what the Guardians did to Tarik Skubal in this series, which is across two starts, you got to him and you drove him out of the game. If you can do that to the best pitcher in baseball, you can do it to anyone. Gerrit Cole is a great pitcher. He's not right now on the level of Skubal. There's nobody left in the playoffs that is to the level of Skubal. So that is the number one thing that this proved, is that this team can find it. It might take him a start, might take him two starts. But like, you got Carlos Rodon on the bump today, get to his ass early, because he hasn't been any good this season. That's a slight oversimplification. But again, get to him today. And as good as Gerrit Cole is, he can be got. How? Well, because I just saw you do it to the best left-handed starter in the game. But it didn't just prove that. Honestly, I think it proved the Guardians can win a series without playing their best ball. I think there were a couple games in that where the Guardians were still playing against themselves as much as they were playing against the Tigers. And I think you proved that you can kind of find yourself the way you need to throughout this five-game series. And I do think, I think the Guardians found their offense. And I'm going to get into a couple of the rules that I have about the ALCS here, but you don't just win just by Jose Ramirez hitting three home runs a series. You don't just win by Stephen Kwan going, seemingly 3-for-4 every single damn day and being the hottest player. Hey, and Otani's doing great things. If you haven't seen the Dodgers footage, Otani single-handedly beat the Mets in game one. He's phenomenal. Kwan is, not from a power perspective, but Kwan is right up there in terms of the hottest players in baseball and left in the playoffs. But that only gets you so far. You need Lane Thomas. You need Brian Rocchio, a.k.a. playoff Brian Rocchio. You need David Fry. And as you continue to get in here, I do think you started to see a Guardians offense that was relaxing a little bit. And I think playing against the hottest team in baseball in the Tigers was the best thing to happen to you, because one, they won just like you did. So you had to outstyle your own style to be able to get through this five-game series. That's the one way in which I think the Yankees series is easy, because their manager manages just like your manager. Their lineup is just like your lineup, right? The bullpen, the way they deploy the bullpen is just the same way you deployed your bullpen. They were one starter and a bunch of chaos out of the pen. Same thing with you. So that proved that you can beat your own style. Now you go up against the Yankees, and guys, Yankees are a hell of a team. They've got, they're a $315, $320, $330 million team. But they are stylistically so different than you. If you can exploit that, you can win this series. And I think this series, I think the ALDS proved so much. It proved the Guardians season wasn't a fluke. It proved that they did win the deadline. It proved you can get to Tarik Skubal. And you can play, and there are going to be some games, guys, where like Steven Vogt was bad in Game 5 against the Tigers. He massively overmanaged his starter on in Matthew Boyd and pulled him too early. And that's why you had to go with Emmanuel Clase for two innings to save this game. And yet they won. This is a team that is winning as a team, and it is making up for their shortcomings as a team. That's exactly how they were the best team in baseball through 80 games. So really what the ALDS proved to me is that that team's still in there. And I still don't think they've played to their ceiling. Look out for the Yankees, and the Yankees should watch out if the Guardians are getting closer to playing to their ceiling, because that team can beat anybody in baseball. 216-474-0092. Nathan Zagura, Browns analyst, coming up at 3. We'll talk about, yep, the Cleveland Browns. They lost again. Spoiler alert. Darryl Ryder also joins us at 3:40. We'll get to some Browns with him. Maybe a Gardo's question or two as well. We're going to have the Steven Vogt press conference before game one of the ALCS coming up later today. Probably 5:40, 6 o'clock, you're going to hear from Steven Vogt. JP joins me as co-host here, but I'm curious for you guys. What did you learn about this Guardians team in the ALDS? Because I learned that this team still has some pretty damn good baseball to play, and I think we're also learning everybody's sleeping on them. So we're going to get to that path forward for the Cleveland Guardians. Your calls here, 216-474-0092. Want to hear from you. What did you learn about this team in the ALDS? We will turn the page to the ALCS next on 92.3 The Fan.